This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about some underlying themes of our political system, and my guest today is up to her eyeballs in the existing political system. We were able to locate her somewhere near the Republican convention in Cleveland, and she's been taking part as Virginia's national committeeman on the Republican National Committee, as well as a delegate to the convention. Cynthia Nolan Dunmar has written One Nation Under God. And Cynthia, I would just hazard the guess that that's probably an offensive title to some of the delegates gathered there in Cleveland.
Well, and what I was surprised to find, Larry, is that this particular convention, especially on the platform, and served on the platform committee, there are many more like-minded conservative, constitutional, Christian members of the Republican Party than I think the party wants to admit. And a lot of them have been coming out in droves because they're very upset with what's going on with our nation.
That may account for some of the tense moments regarding rules and other test votes along the way. It seemed as if the party bulls, the party bosses, the elite, whatever, wanted to keep a lid on things, and they didn't want some of these other votes that they couldn't control. That was kind of coming through, I think.
Yes, and there were some tactics going on. Another committee member from a different state showed me some texts that they had received from some very influential people saying, we can't find the secretary. The RNC has her under lock and key because there was a process as far as getting information to them. And the big battle, although the media was spinning it as a Never Trump movement, what the real battle was about was RNC establishment versus the grassroots of the Republican Party and just trying to keep control, holding the reins, and it seems like they're making this a sum-zero game.
Almost seemed to me as if there was a mind fake going on, that the emergence of Trump in the media was by and large depicted as Trump versus the party establishment. Now, and you've, I think, been already told us so much, the party establishment and Trump are somewhat the same, and they're the ones that are trying to keep control over the grassroots, the rank and file that make things happen. It's almost Orwellian, the way I'm taking this. From what I'm seeing in the news, what you see is not exactly what's going on.
No, and we can't expect the mainstream liberal media to print anything accurately. I've basically come to the place where almost anything that I see in the paper, I just assume the opposite is true. And that's because I've been on the other end of it numerous times where they have taken information about things that I've done and purposely twisted it, perverted it to where it's not even accurate. And they do this with impunity. So yes, there's always a control factor. Whenever you're dealing with, power, and they say, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, just to see the tactics that those in power will go to maintain that control and to squash any uprising, is very disturbing. But what I was encouraged by is just the number of stalwart, solid, grassroots, Americans. They're spending their own money to come to these events and to be here. I had to be here 2 weeks because the platform committee started meeting a week before the convention started. and to come and express our views and to make our voices heard. And we were able to put out the most conservative platform that they've seen in basically forever. That was very encouraging. But when they're going to take, you know, the secretary and their lock and key and hide her away so that various delegations aren't able to get their voices heard, that just shows you how extreme tactics they're willing to go to maintain control.
And we're talking about an establishment that's dealing with almost exclusively a volunteer group of grassroots participants. There are some party regulars that are office holders and, in effect, are not losing a paycheck just because they're at the convention, even if the convention is not per se part of their job. This is unlike the Democrat convention, which in the past has been and will be this time comprised largely of union operatives and people representing public entities, where this is part of their job description, I would say, to be at that convention. It makes for a very different outlook from when you get to the two different conventions.
Yes, and I'm going to, not to get us off track, but just throw in a point here, because when you're talking about staff and paid staff and full-time staff versus elected members, who the staff is actually hired to serve, but they are non-paid and they're there. It's very similar to what happens within government when we have a bureaucratic controlled in so much of our governmental regulations and that are no longer even being controlled by elected officials, they are being delegated and pawned off to bureaucracies. There's no accountability to the electorate, and these people are full-time paid staff basically running the country, and there's not a lot that the people have a say about, because then when they go to the elected officials, a lot of times the elected officials will hold up their hands and say, well, I didn't make that decision. But they did once they delegated the authority off to a different branch, which
yes,
is why we need to be shrinking government.
It's a wonderful game that they can play. And it just seems to me that, as I'm thinking about what you're saying, we need to start, we as a group of grassroots, constitutional, limited government conservatives, need to start planning for the next convention, whoever is going to be the conservative nominee, be it Ted Cruz or anybody else. We're going to have to start planning for how we're going to handle these kinds of issues now. I think I've kind of been aware of this in the past, and there's only a handful of people in Republican ranks. Morton Blackwell is someone I've known pretty well who kind of thinks about these things long term. But I don't think most of us do, and I think it would be to our advantage to go to the next convention with a lot more planning than even this time.
Yes, and I think, too, just making the people aware of the process of how to be involved, how to become a delegate.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another thing I saw at the state level in my race. Was the establishment already empowered? Their people already know how to go to conventions, already know how to get there. There's no motivation for them to basically inform the populace at large. And so I was having to try to get people involved who had never been involved in the process, didn't understand why they needed to be involved in the process and what that entailed. And I think that's something that we can do, you can do very effectively, Larry, as far as getting the word out and informing people just even of the process.
Well, I know that it's going to be a challenge because the process is different in each of the states. I guess there's a basic difference between those states that rely primarily on primaries to actually select the delegates versus those where they are in whole or in part selected through various kinds of meetings, could we call them direct democracy, small meetings, caucuses, that sort of thing, which is predominantly the way it happens in a state like Virginia. So there's an awful lot of nitty-gritty that we're going to have to disseminate in each of the different 50 states. I think it's going to be worth the effort because for too long, I think we've tended to rely on the party bosses, and they don't do a very good job. Talking with Cynthia Nolan Dunbar, we're going to be right back and talk about One Nation Under.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Cynthia Dunbar is a delegate at the Republican National Convention. She's the National Committee Woman from Virginia. My wife and I had the opportunity to vote for her in our, I guess it was congressional district Republican meeting. We were also at the state convention. I've lost track of exactly when we had the chance to vote for you for...
Yes, it would have been at the state convention. That was the only time anyone could vote for me.
Okay, so we were there, and that's what we did. It takes a commitment in those states where it's convention-driven. We had to go down to the convention venue the night before so that we'd be there in the morning. So there's some expense. Then we spent the whole Saturday at the meeting, and we were, in our case, we were able to get back that night because Virginia is able to hold it in a fairly centrally located place. But that's what's involved. You got to know those things, and if you don't, whoosh, it's all over, and you didn't even know it happened. And that is the way the party bosses love it. And they're not about ready to publish a manual on how it happens in Virginia or in any other state. Let me just circle back, because I'd like to continue, if we have time, talk about some of these convention issues. But your book, One Nation Under God, has a very challenging statement toward the beginning of the book. The Nazi Holocaust, now this is a paraphrase, I'm sure, was produced by the moral decay of the people, not a leader such as Hitler. In other words, had the German people been the people of the Reformation of Luther, had they really been thinking seriously about what would the Bible advise me to do, something like this, and some of the things that Hitler was talking about were so clearly antithetical to Christianity and, for that matter, probably just about any other religion other than the pagan religions that had informed Nazism, imported substantially from India, actually. But nevertheless, the German people never, they actually welcomed it. They applauded it, many of them. And that could happen here. It's not just that they had a different accent from us Americans. It's that the condition of the German people and the corruption of their political process had reached the point where Hitler seemed to be the answer rather than the problem. And God help us if that is where we are anytime soon.
Right. And that is not to absolve in any way the horrors that Hitler advocated or what he was able to do. He was able to come into a climate, though. What a lot of people don't know is the laws that they were operating under, they were all legislated, which means they had to go through the process and be approved. And so there had to be a majority of the public that was at least amenable, if not more or less becoming kind of, oh, I don't care, apathetic, not seeing problems, not standing up. And so the apathy can also add to that. And so a lot of times what concerns me is not so much seeing people who are standing on the street corners advocating the moral decline, but those who are more or less apathetic to the moral decline that is happening around them, and they don't really see how it impacts them or how they care, as long as it's not harming me, myself, and I. That was a similar position of what was taking place in Germany. People saw what was happening around them, didn't want to accept it, but certainly didn't step up to fight or oppose it. And so that's, you know, I'm thinking in America today, if the bulk of us believe the way that I saw as I went around the Commonwealth of Virginia in my campaign, in our traditional values, in, you know, God and country, then in order to preserve that, we can't just believe it privately. We have to engage in the system and fight and oppose those forces that are trying to take it away.
You know, I've got a picture facing me in my office, and I've referred to it before because I think it's it represents something very seminal in our history and explains so much of who we have been. It shows a little group of pilgrims, I guess, from their funny broad-brimmed hats, walking through the snow, evidently on their way to church because many of them are carrying Bibles, but all the men have a musket in their other hand. That really is, I think, the essence of the American formation. It's what produced the greatest country in the world with its freedom, with its prosperity. It's what the President of the United States detests as an unbelieving socialist that he is. He complained even in a primary, not that his opponent was really paradigmatic of what I'm describing, but nevertheless, he complained that the voters he was having to contend with were so beholden, so wrapped up in their religion and their firearms. Well, hooray, let's hear it for religion and firearms. And that seems to me to be as American as apple pie, if you'll permit that expression.
Right. One of the things that I think, you know, I deal a lot with educational policy. And when you have 88 to 90% of society being educated with our tax dollars, but with a belief system that doesn't really teach our American history, you find I don't use this word as a pejorative, but just in the true sense, an ignorant population of our rights. People think that the government gives us our First and Second Amendment rights. That could not be further from the truth. There was a whole debate as to whether or not we even needed the Bill of Rights because, one, the federal government or the general government, as Jefferson called it, was supposed to be an enumerated, a document of enumerated powers that very, very limited purview over anything. Everything else reserved to the states and the people. But additionally, everyone understood at that time that there were certain rights. Those unalienable rights, those rights that were given to us by God that we all possessed as people, over which the civil government, and by that I mean any civil government, federal, state, local, could not abridge those rights. And our First Amendment rights, our rights of conscience, our free exercise rights, freedom of speech, and Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms, that was to protect those First Amendment rights. That's why they put them in the order that they did. So when we talk about the government, you know, if the government didn't give us those rights, the government cannot take those rights away.
The government, I think properly understood, is there to protect those rights of individuals. And we're not a government of a collective entity. We're not a government of a majority. We're a government that exists to serve the protection of individual rights. And that's a concept that I'm afraid is not well understood either. And gee, why should we be surprised? We've already mentioned the government schooling, and the government is beholden, the schools are beholden to that which is paying them. And there's a disconnect between us and the schools, and that's the politicians that collect the money. Be back with Cynthia Dunbar about One Nation Under God.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Cynthia Nolan Dunbar is the author of One Nation Under God, and she's also the Republican National Committee Woman for Virginia. She is, as we record this conversation, actually still in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention, and we've been talking about a little bit about both some of the ideas of our current political world, but also it helps. I think it's essential to know from whence we have come. And of course, that's why, Cynthia, you wrote One Nation Under God, because we're not going to know if we're off course, as we are now, if we don't know where we started. And that's, I thought, one of the major contributions that you've made in One Nation Under God.
Well, and that's absolutely right, Larry. I mean, the thing is, we don't know what we're protecting if we don't. I mean, we can't protect it if we don't know what we're protecting. When I was on the board, one of the things that I got put forward was that that we would teach all students that we are a constitutional republic. I took a lot of pushback for that because, of course, everybody wants to talk about us being a democracy.
This was down in Texas.
Yes, it was on the Texas State Board of Education dealing with educational policy that ultimately ended up impacting nationally.
Right.
But basically, the pushback was, you know, we're a democracy. Everybody knows we're a democracy. Well, the founding fathers had very colorful language about democracy, which is really majority rule or mob rule instead of the rule of law. And the founders clearly said we were an empire of laws, not of men. My favorite quote was Benjamin Franklin's, where he said that democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. They clearly did not have high respect for democracy. They created us as a republic, which, again, is an empire of laws. And the other attack that I've seen is not only to get people to not be aware that we're a republic, but to not understand that that rule of law to which we're tied is not only the Constitution, but it's the Declaration of Independence. And I just sat on the platform committee, and David Barton was also on there with me. We were on the Constitution Subcommittee. We got lots of language in there reaffirming the authority of the Declaration and the interpretation of the Constitution. And that's very important because they lay out our framework of how our government even exists, can exist, how our nation was created, the validity of it. And it includes things like unalienable rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It includes the laws of nature and nature's God, which was very clearly understood by our founding fathers through Sir William Blackstone, who was the second most quoted legal philosopher of the day. But why that's important is because if you do away with it and say our nation's founding was at the Constitution, that means you've got 12 years of important history tied to the Declaration, tied to the writing of the founders, tied to those Judeo-Christian tenets which undergirded and created our nation, and you just wipe that away. And what was sad to me is after we spent 2 days of writing the platform and having this beautiful document that supports that, the preamble was written, and the preamble is not authoritative, so we don't have to go by it. In the platform, the ranking chairman, Senator Brasco, put in there that our Constitution was our founding document, which was totally opposing all of the content that we had just placed in the platform. So I don't think that was done purposely. I think it really shows that there's a huge lack of understanding, ignorance about our founding.
In fairness to the senator, he's a surgeon. That's where his educational focus was. And obviously, when medical doctors are educated, apparently they're not being viewed as future voters, current citizens. And so why should we teach him things like that? He's going to be cutting me open, not telling me how to vote.
Well, and I can say he is not in the minority. I mean, like I said, I don't think he did it purposely. I think it just proves our education system. We have done a very poor job of teaching, and part of that is purpose. I mean, if you look at education in terms of understanding American history and U.S. government and all of that, they do the heavy lifting in the earlier grades. By the time you get to secondary education, they start U.S. history from 1870 or 1877 forward. Well, that means you're not doing any of the study of the founding documents at the stage in life where you can actually have the gray matter necessary to fully understand it. So I think that most Americans do not understand these things, and it's, I think it's very purposed of not training America in who we are.
Over half a century ago, when I was in college, already what you're describing fit. We did not, and I studied political science. I was taking history and related subjects with current events. At no time did we get into these issues. I had to discover them on my own independent reading. And I can remember sitting in my apartment off campus thinking, why is my dad paying all this money when my real education is what I'm getting after I finish my assigned text? It's all these other things I'm pursuing independently. That's where I'm learning. And it began to occur to me, we're in trouble if I, as a young whippersnapper, had that perception and it was happening then. I've been able to watch this all this time, and with exceptions, it's not changed.
Right. Well, and David Barton is a key example of that. I mean, David is probably the most scholarly historian I know of in terms of just, he's a wealth of information, and he owns a lot of these original source documents. So he's read through them and all of their voluminous content. And academic scholars who have all the PhDs behind their name who have studied in this area know just a fraction of what he knows. And he was self-taught in that because he started getting interested in our American history. And I saw it firsthand because, again, when I was on the Texas State Board, we had experts that we were able to appoint. We had all these liberals that brought in their experts with their PhDs from all over. And when David would stand up and speak, because he had been, a science teacher and a coach, and he would stand up to speak, he would just machine gun fire away all of this information about our American history. liberals would be poking their experts saying, stand up and take him on. And they would look like deer in headlights, terrified, because they did not have the resources to take him on. But yet, within academia, they're the ones who are peer-reviewed. They're the ones who are touted as the experts. And yet, they do not know our American history.
No, well, to put what you just said another way, there's no way within the system as it normally operates to hold them accountable. So ignorance breeds ignorance, and this has been going on for a long time, decades and decades and decades, and it doesn't get any better. There's been pushback, and David Barton is part of that pushback. Your book, One Nation Under God, is another part of that pushback. By the way, it's a small book, folks. It's an easy one to read, and I would recommend you take a look at it and get it into the hands of your children and your grandchildren, because likely as not, even if they're going to a private school, they're not encountering something like this. Just because they're in a private school or even being homeschooled doesn't necessarily mean that there's a curriculum that really gets it. And One Nation Under God will definitely fill in some of the gaps. We've got a long way to go. The fight's really only beginning. David Barton is hopefully but one of the initial skirmishes in what's going to have to be a long war to take back a civilization that we, the people, almost gave away.
Right. And if I could add a subsequent book that I have written, it's called Attributes of America, and I can give you the contact information for you to send out for people to get that book as well. It's a 9-chapter primer on our constitutional republic, and it goes through language of understanding our government, and then it's replete with original source documents verifying the information that's put forward.
That sounds like something that I want to have on my shelf right away. I'll work on getting that. Got another segment coming up with Cynthia Nolan Dunbar. We're talking about her current, the first book, One Nation Under God.
Attention backpackers on a budget. Why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests.
If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today about One Nation Under God, author of that book is Cynthia Nolan Dunbar. She's currently, as we speak, at the venue or near the venue of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. You'll notice that we haven't been talking about the developments, the events at that convention. I think what we're talking about helps us understand what's been going on there. We need to be talking about some of these things that almost never get mentioned. Weren't in my schooling, my formal schooling. I doubt that they were in any of yours listening to our conversation today. And so we're going to proceed talking about One Nation Under God with the assumption that if you have heard these things before, you are in the 99th percentile. God bless you. Look at this as a review course and go and let others know about these important subjects. A couple of things that I'd like to make sure we talk about before we do run out of time. One is that in the Holy Trinity case of the Supreme Court that you mentioned, one of the concepts that was stressed in that was that the law of God pre-exists man's. Now, that just flies in the face of the modern ethos, where it's almost as if we're complete and total practicing existentialists. There's no history. Every moment is brand new. I'll make up my mind about what I think about that moment as I go. And it's beginning to look more and more like we ain't got no idea why we're here or where we're going.
Right. Well, and I want to touch on a couple of things with that, as far as just letting people understand that at the time of our founding, there was no belief in positive law. And what I'm saying by that is, positive law only was accurate, and by positive law, I mean laws that are made by man. That was only viewed to be valid if it aligned with the laws of nature and nature's God. The three most read legal philosophers of the day, number three was John Locke, number two was Sir William Blackstone, and number one was the Baron Montesquieu. They wrote The Spirit of the Laws, Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England. But basically, Blackstone defined the laws of nature and nature's God as the will of our Maker revealed through the Holy Scripture. And he went on to say that any law that did not comport with the laws of nature and nature's God was not law. So they believed in the preexistence of law, and that it was the duty of those in office to discover law, not make law. And then once they discovered those truths, they had to write laws that would align with that, would support those principles. So that's a totally different concept than what we have today. Our legislators believe that they can make up whatever they want, and there is no accountability standard. That's why there's a push for democracy. People think, oh, it's a semantic issue. No, it's not. A democracy is the mob rule. It's the will of the people, whatever that may be, and whatever that looks like. Whereas a republic was a representative government tied to a rule of law, and that's why we were an empire of laws. And that law was ultimately the Constitution tied to the Declaration, and the Declaration reaffirmed the laws of nature and nature's God. Another thing that they talked about, Montesquieu talked about checks and balances. He talked about the dangers of, you know, not holding people in check. He talked about three branches of government, which we obviously did. The monarchical, he spoke of the monarchy, but that you have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. And that he took from Isaiah 33:22. When people talk about a godless constitution, they don't understand the very framework. Came from a Judeo-Christian concept.
Excellent.
So
yes.
Then you have those checks and balances. He said that because of Jeremiah 17:9, because the heart of man was wicked and deceptive. Who could know it? So we've got to keep it in check. And this is something that came up, Larry, at the platform, because the checks and balances were written about over and over and over by the Founding Fathers. The Federalist Papers is a wonderful document that explains what they intended. And Alexander Hamilton wrote about the judiciary very clearly. He said that the judiciary would necessarily be the weakest branch of the government. That's not our experience. Everyone is terrified of the Supreme Court. He said the only way they would ever become the strongest is if they wrongfully usurped legislative power, Article I power. But then he went on and said that'll never happen because they would never dare taking from power from the very branch that has a responsibility to impeach them for such an act. Judicial legislating by the courts was deemed an impeachable offense. And I got that language in the platform, but not after four strong fights to try to strip it out. But right now, on page 10 of our newly adopted platform, it reaffirms that the founders intended the judiciary to be the weakest branch of the three, and it calls on Congress to impeach judges who unconstitutionally usurp Article I power.
You know, that means that our judiciary would be almost completely vacant because even the conservatives, quote unquote, often indulge in this kind of lawmaking. And this is just an amazing thing that we've lost. And that's why your book, One Nation Under God, is so important that we don't even realize how bad it is right now because we don't have this perspective.
Well, thank you. And I do encourage people to become aware. And that's why I also brought up Attributes of America, because you can learn in 9 basic chapters the whole framework of our government and how it's supposed to function. And holding our Congress accountable, you would think Congress would love that because it reaffirms they're the most powerful. And the reason was because they were the most connected to the people.
But they would have a written record of their votes if they were
right.
to act in that fashion. How much better to hand it off to the bureaucrats and, well, I didn't do that.
Exactly. So we're going to have to hold their feet. I have a resolution in Virginia I've been passing around reaffirming this power. And so far, the only two congressmen in Virginia who have signed my resolution.
David Bratt would be one.
David Bratt. And the second one will be, hopefully, our new congressman out of the 5th, Tom Garrett. I'm still working
Excellent.
On the other Republican congressman.
You'll have a lot of work to do, but let's talk about that after the show because there may be ways that gun owners can help put a little heat on them with our emailing to our members asking the other members of Congress, how's it coming, Guy? You about ready to sign on to that?
That would be fabulous to get help from the public to reaffirm because every place I have ever given the report to. I've gotten a standing ovation at every convention, everything, because people really want the justices to be held accountable.
Well, that, you know, there's a vignette that I'd like to try to squeeze in before we run out of time. You mentioned really a generational account of how things work and or should work, can work in history. something I didn't know is that Columbus's grandfather was a sailor, and you describe how he encountered a dying missionary. I guess it was in North Africa, and this missionary gave him the vision of going to an unknown land over there, which ultimately the grandson did, and that grandson, Christopher Columbus, is the one that stumbled upon the Western Hemisphere, the Caribbean islands. And by the way, was his arrival ever a godsend for them? The Caribes, indigenous people of those islands that Columbus landed on, were cannibals. In fact, it's a corruption of Caribe that we get cannibal. And anybody that wants to tell you that the white man coming to America brought destruction, just forget about it. Those poor folks would still be the most miserable of people had it not been for Christopher Columbus and his understanding of the gospel, his intent to bring that word to this unknown land and to the unknown people. And I was just thrilled that you had an account like that in your book. I thought, wow, the generational importance of what we do in our life obviously had an impact beyond Columbus's grandfather's wildest imagination as to what one of his probably unknown, unseen descendants was able to accomplish. Because the family tradition kept that call by the grandfather who had met that dying missionary in North Africa. Really exciting stuff. Cynthia Nolan Dunbar, thanks for having gone to Cleveland. I'm sure there were times when it was not just a bunch of fun. I'm glad you were able to do it and take your perspective with you. Thank you so much. And let's connive for a minute after.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.